Hey, welcome back to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute podcast. Today, I want to share an experience that I had this morning that was really beautiful and might be helpful for you along your journey. And that's really using the power of loving yourself into health. And for me, it's been so transformative and so powerful and so beautiful and so lovely. And this morning, it didn't feel natural. And so I just want to walk through, like, how do I get to that place? And what's the difference between shaming ourselves to health and loving ourselves into health? And I think about years ago when I was very motivated to be healthy, but I was using a lot of, self-talk of like, you're not good enough. And I mean, I wouldn't really use those words, but I think I knew energetically, I knew that that was the feeling, was like scaring myself with fear and trying to motivate myself. And it ended up creating this, I don't trust the body, or I don't trust food, and a lot of fear. And that fear itself, sure, on an emotional level, is not good to live in. But even just when we talk about science and chemistry, when we feel the feeling of fear, that actually triggers our body's stress response and just releases cortisol. It increases our food cravings. It creates wear and tear on the body. It promotes weight gain. So that fear itself, actually on a physiological response, is doing the opposite of what I'm trying to get it to do. And the reason why we actually are hard on ourselves when we learn this from a very young age, because that equals survival. If we're hard on ourselves when we're little, that motivates us to do better. And that is the number one thing that we think about when we're children, is how do I not upset mom and dad? How do I make sure that I'm safe and secure, not upset my parents? And so you're actually doing everything that you can in your power when you're little to try to do the right thing, to stay in the family, to be protected. And so everything is driven from that place. And when we understand that, we can start supporting ourselves a little bit differently and have a little compassion for the way that we talk to ourselves sometimes. And I know that this, I hope it's helpful. I hope you speak to yourself in a kind, loving way. But the truth is, I know that a lot of people don't. And it's something that a lot of my clients will say, I really don't want to shame myself anymore. I want to love myself. I want to love my body. I want to love this magical thing that I'm in. But I also want to change, and I want to motivate myself. And that can create that, ooh, you're on the monkey bars. You don't really know which way to go. You don't know what to do. But you can actually have it all. And not only can you have it all, but it's so much more powerful loving yourself into health instead of shaming yourself into health. And so every time when I was shaming myself, I was actually reaffirming that identity that you are not enough, and oh, you don't have any willpower, you don't have any discipline. And then that identity drives the action. Now, over the course of years, have been me exploring, what does it truly mean to love myself? And I'm still answering that question. What does it actually mean to love without condition and to fully have my own back? And I think a big part of that is to love myself, to ask the question, what do I need right now in this moment without any condition, without that you should be doing this, you should be doing that. But if I loved myself, what would I do right now? And I love that question. That's the question that I've been sitting with. If I really loved myself, what choice would I make right now? Not out of perfection, not out of you're not good enough, not out of any other reason, other than if I love myself, what choice would I make right now? How could I have my own back deeper? What is it that I'm needing? And that's truly the journey that we're on. When I was shaming myself, it was, what should you do because you're not enough? So then I do the workouts, I do the restrictive eating, but that wasn't in resonance with what my body needed. So it always felt like there was an inner war, because that wasn't actually what my body was speaking to me that it needed. So there was never flow or congruence, or nothing ever felt easy. It always felt hard. It always needed motivation. It always needed a pump up, right? So finding this flow with our bodies comes from creating love and trust. to me, it's almost like Avatar when they like become one together and they're like, they form this bond and this trust that's so beautiful. How do we do that with our very own bodies so that we're flowing together? And sometimes that takes surrendering the mind of the mind says you should do this, because a should is always society's expectation or someone else's expectation and not our own. So how do we sometimes surrender the mind? And I know it can be hard because trust me, I've built up many, many years of you should do this, knowledge, facts, this is bad, this is good. And sometimes that can be helpful, but sometimes it can be really harmful when we only use the mind and we only try to willpower our way through being healthy, when we try to only just willpower our way through. And so it creates this incongruence with what our mind says and what our body's really wanting. So how do we create more flow, more congruence, and more deep love? One of the things that I realized this morning is I woke up and I was like, I'm not feeling the feeling of love. I'm not feeling my wholeness and my self-trust and my enoughness. And I know that if I'm not feeling those feelings, there's going to be a lot of discomfort later, especially because if you think about if you are sitting with the feeling of I'm not enough, that's a shitty feeling to feel. Like, it does not actually feel good. So you're probably going to end up wanting to grab a food to boost your dopamine or your serotonin. If you think about the times where when you don't love yourself, those are probably the times where you're like, ah, I don't love myself. I'm not enough. And we're eating foods that don't serve us. Now, if we feel love or we feel in love, sometimes we feel so full, so whole that we don't just eat unnecessarily. We just eat when we need to eat or when we, you know, not that we don't enjoy the taste of food, but we're not trying to fill something that is empty. So when I woke up this morning and I said to myself, I'm not feeling the feeling of love, but I want to just jump into productivity and make me feel better. And I want to work and I want to do things. And I said, no, connect, choose to connect. And so I didn't know what to expect, but what I did was I brought out my journals, and instead of just going into a meditation, I tried meditating and I'm like, okay, there's a lot of quietness here, which is beautiful, but how can I create the full feeling that I'm really wanting to experience? And I don't want this to use as a bypass for not feeling other feelings that are there. I think it's always great to check in with your body and explore what are maybe some feelings I'm not looking at, especially if it continues to pull you down. I don't think that we should outrun bad feelings. And I think there's also an opportunity that sometimes we can create the feelings that we are seeking. And so what I did this morning was, one of the things that helps me a lot is whenever I find a quote or a song or an idea that I really resonate with, I write it in my journal, and then I can come back and connect with that feeling. And so this past few months here in Costa Rica, I've had so many beautiful awarenesses, so many great books that I've read, mindset shifts. And I look back through those things and I remember, oh yeah, I do already have everything that I need. I can trust myself. And I wrote myself in the journal those times for when I might forget. And it was so beautiful. And then what helps me connect to feeling is music. And this might be for you, might not be for you. Maybe there are other things that connect you to feeling. But sometimes when I just need to connect into my feelings, I listen to music. And so I put on the song, and my favorite song to connect to is Unconditional Divine Love by David Gibson. David Gibson is a composer for sound healing to create different feeling states in our bodies. And Unconditional Divine Love is my absolute favorite when I need to drop in and pull out emotion from my body. And so I sink in and I just listen to this music and I go through a little bit of a timeline on how far I've come, things that I didn't know years ago, all the things that I had to go through, all of the commitments that I had to make to myself to keep learning and to feel the joy and gratitude for never giving up on myself. and to connect with that beautiful feeling. And from that, I think I create so much self-trust. And I can start to just feel and connect with that feeling of love and imagine it being like this fullness and this wholeness inside of my body. And it doesn't even have to be an idea of, I love everything about you, body. I think that you're perfect. If I can get there, if we can get there, awesome. But if not, it can just start with a little bit of gratitude for, thank you, heart, for beating. It is an opportunity to be alive. The rare chance of what all of my ancestors went through to find their partners, have intercourse, actually the statistics of what it takes for a sperm to meet an egg and create a child to go through the pregnancy of the generations and generations of meeting and creating and meeting and creating. And for me to make it here today with a healthy heart and to be able to breathe and to be able to just live in this life, I can start with that gratitude of saying, thank you for my breath. And I can cultivate a little bit of love and a little bit of wholeness. And I can keep building on the idea that I don't have to love everything now, but I can begin to find the parts that I love. And I can keep cultivating it like a fire and grow it bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it creates this feeling of wholeness that all fills up the holes all the way through to my skin until it's pouring out of me. And then what's interesting is I'm then going about my day from a very different energy. Instead of this empty sensation inside of my body that feels like it needs something, that it's needy, that it's not whole, it actually fills with this feeling and this sensation of wholeness. And then I'm actually going about my day of, if I love myself, what would my body be needing right now? Or what would I do? What choices would I make from this feeling of wholeness and love? And it's a very, very different experience. It's something that I didn't know that I was craving years ago. When I asked myself, why do I have these cravings? What is it that I am really craving? I did not realize that deeper love within myself is what I was actually really creating. And so I don't want to say that I'm full of it all the time and it's perfect and I'm whole and I don't need food and right? Like, sure, it's not true. But what was so beautiful was this morning when I woke up and I could connect to that kind of empty sensation and ask myself, am I worth carving out the time to connect and remind myself that I am whole, that I am full, I can create the feeling of love, and that I don't need anything outside of myself to create that love. That love can actually be accessed within myself. And to think that anything outside of us creates love is just outsourcing our power. It's not true. Maybe you're like, well, but the other person makes me feel loved. But the feeling of love happens within yourself. And so we can tap into this feeling at any time. We can grow it. We can cultivate it. But it does require us to set aside the time to do it. If we jump into our day, if we jump into work and we wonder, why do I go and go and go and go and achieve and achieve and do and give to other people, but yet I still feel there's something empty. The answer isn't another thing outside of yourself. The answer isn't even another health program. It's not more money. It's not more things to do. It's not more people to serve. It's how do I create this deeper feeling of wholeness in myself? Because it will never come from the outside. And that if we try, it'll end up feeling like this bottomless hole pit that we can't ever fill. So this is why our health can be so much greater than a health program. It can be so much bigger and beautiful and gorgeous because when we take care of ourselves and we do it from a place of I love you. How can I take care of you? Wow. We're actually feeling what is has not been met inside of us, what is what we're really craving, what we're trying to fill. And we can learn how to love ourselves at deeper, deeper levels. And it can be so beautiful. And so sometimes if we don't feel that feeling of love, it can be scary of like, but I don't feel it. It's not there. Where can we find that tiny thread of love? And if you can't connect to anything that you love, maybe you can't find, you know, the dog or the food that you love or the family member that you love or the experience that you love, all of those can connect you to the feeling of love. And if you can't connect to that, what about just the longing and the desire to feel love? If you desire to feel love, you can feel love because you can't desire something that you don't know what it is or how it feels. So that's the beautiful trick. That's like the loophole right there is if you don't feel that feeling of love, how do you connect to that desire for it? You can't desire a food that you've never tasted before. You won't know what it tastes like. So if you've tasted the food, now you can desire it. So how can you desire, if you desire that feeling of love in yourself, maybe when you drop into a meditation or you just close your eyes, you connect to that feeling for, I want to feel that love. Now you can start fanning it like a flame, cultivating it in your body, using music, beautiful music to move you and expand it and grow it. And now we're actually going about our day from a much fuller place, a whole place. And we can appreciate food and its beautiful flavors and want it, but we're not using it to try to fill something and create the feeling of love. So this was just a reflection on the morning that I had today and the journey that I've been on for many years. And it's so rewarding. It's hard to carve out that time for ourselves, but when we do, it's beautiful, it's rewarding, it's so worth it, and I believe in you. And if you resonate with this or if you have questions around it, I'd love for you to reach out. Send me an email, gwarfel. You can send it straight to my personal email, gwarfel@gmail.com. You can shoot me an Instagram message. I always love to hear and connect with people who are out there. So I hope this was helpful, just sharing insights and downloads from my journey. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take the time to go sit down, fill yourself up with love, listen to my music, listen to your music. Oh, if you have good music, send it over to me. I love connecting with people over music. So I hope this vibed with you today. I'll see you next time.